Ems, good morning. Connor, good morning. Kiarn, good morning. Denise, good morning. Guys, so I stopped on my run, and I know that it's early mornings, you're probably being busy getting stuff done. So I want to talk real quick about what I mean by the biggest virus out there and the biggest virus that's keeping you stuck. And it's nothing to do with what we're probably all thinking, but it's the thought viruses in your mind, the self-imposed limitations, the lack of belief, the negative talk that you repeat consistently every single day, the fears that you build up in your mind, the self-imposed limitations, those thought viruses that take over your awareness, take over your feelings, your emotions, your being, your actions, your behaviors. Those are the things that have always kept you stuck. And it hasn't been anything to do with 12 months ago. It was way before 12 months ago, 18 months ago, way before the word, you know what it is, became what it is. Most people were still living in a state of fear. Most people were still living in a place of lack. Most people were still living in that thought virus that they had in their head that's keeping them stuck. And we all have them. We all have those self-imposed limitations, those lack of beliefs, the things that we hardwire into our system consistently that actually keeps us stuck, keeps us in fear, affects our behaviors. So all of those thought viruses need to be plucked out until we actually really begin to shift and change those. Our behaviors don't change. And I shared some of that in my stories this morning, which was everybody knows what to do. Everybody knows how to change, but knowing isn't enough. Information isn't enough. Doing is the name of the game. So why do most people not do what they say they're going to do? And through years of studying myself, doing a lot of work, studying clinical hypnotherapy, studying human behavior and psychology, course after course, coaching literally thousands of people over the last 15, 16 years, you begin to see the patterns and you begin to see the trends and you begin to see why people don't do what they're doing or why they don't do what they say they're going to do. So conscious awareness is the beginning. Once you become really aware, consciously at the start, you can see what needs to change. Doesn't mean it's going to change until we change those subconscious behaviors, the subconscious blocks, the viruses that are buried deep in our minds that are keeping us stuck, affecting our behaviors, affecting our emotions, affecting our perceptions. Until those things really begin to change, a lot of our behaviors won't change. For example, plenty of gym owners on here, personal trainers, know that in January, you'll get a rush of clients coming to the gym. This is it. This is the year. I'm going to fucking change. No matter what goes on, I am getting into the position and getting into the health and getting into the shape that I really want to be in. February comes, you can't see them. They're gone. Why? Because their identity of themselves at a deeper level, subconsciously, hasn't caught up to what they want consciously. And everything that we have in terms of our beliefs, everything that we have in terms of those thought viruses, everything that we have in terms of our patterns is habitual. And you and me and every single person on this planet, whether they're aware of it or not, have been conditioned to believe in certain things that just are not true. School, society, the government, teachers, preachers, all these people of authority that we thought were people of authority, condition us to think and feel and believe in a certain way. We get taught how to do things. And those things that we get taught are conditioned in our mind. And they're buried deep a lot of the time, subconsciously. And we're not even consciously aware of them, but they control our behaviors and they control our emotions and they control our results. So if we really want to begin to shift and change our results, we have to be able to shift and change the program. We all have a blueprint, and I talked about it in my TEDx talk, which was that mental blueprint that we all have. Every single person has an internal mental blueprint. It's built up of your beliefs, your perceptions, your values, the things that you experienced, the things that you've seen, what you were told to believe in, what you were told was true. Creates a blueprint. And in those formative years, especially from 0 to 9, when your mind is wide open, when your conscious mind is basically in a state of hypnosis and meditation, because studies have showed that kids' brainwaves are in an alpha state between alpha and theta, which is meditation and hypnosis, which means we literally take in all this information, we take in all these different sensory inputs, we take in all these beliefs, we see things that go on around us, and that conditions us to think and feel and believe in a certain way. It conditions our mind in a certain way. That's why at the start we all believe in Santa and the tooth fairy. And then when the part of the brain switches on when we get older, the frontal lobes start to develop, your prefrontal cortex, executive center, you begin to become more aware, more conscious, you begin to question things. But a lot of the times that's even too late, because we have internalized so much stuff before that has become programmed. Now, I'm not going to go too deep into a lot of this, but until we really shift and change those programs at a deeper level, we're not going to shift and change our behaviors. As I said, information and knowing isn't necessarily the answer, because most people know what they do, but they don't do it because there's a handbrake on. Subconsciously, we've got a fear or a belief or a self-imposed virus that's keeping us stuck from actually moving forward and doing exactly what it is that we want to do. And until we bring the unconscious conscious and balance out our perceptions so they're not polarized, we can then begin to shift and change. And if we don't do that, a lot of the times we don't change, or we move forward and then we take two steps back again, back in that comfort zone, back to that subconscious belief system, back to that subconscious pattern that wants to keep us comfortable. Now, our brain and our body is always looking for that anyway. It's looking for homeostasis. It wants to keep you in balance. But in order for us to grow and change, we have to be uncomfortable. You don't go to the gym and get in shape in one session. And most people don't take the time to actually sit and think about their results, sit and think about what is keeping them stuck and what can they do to shift and change. The first stage of learning is repetition. And if we repeat certain processes, if we repeat certain internal dialogues, if we repeat a certain process that conditions our mind in a certain way, over a period of time, we begin to internalize it. It becomes a new program and our behaviors shift and change. So to quote Dr. Joe Dispenza, where he says, greatness comes in when we condition the mind, or condition the body to the new mind. Greatness comes in when we condition the body to the new mind. What does that mean? Well, the body is the unconscious mind. So many times we get up every single day and it's just automatic. We're not thinking, we just perform. It's automatic. You do those things because they are habitual in nature. Most days we're unconscious. We're just doing the same processes, getting the same results, going home, going to sleep, get up and do it again in the morning without thinking. So until we really begin to condition the body to a new mind, results don't change. So that means that we have to get focused on what we do want, what results we do want to change, how we do want to live, how we do want to feel, what we do want to do with our lives, what maybe changing our finances, maybe changing our relationships, maybe it's changing your business, your career, whatever it may be. And when we begin to condition the body to the new mind, which means we focus on the things that we do want instead of just being automatic and unconscious, we begin to get behavior change. Is it easy? No. That's why most people don't get the results that they want, because it takes time, it takes work, it takes effort. Most people want the silver bullet. They want the result yesterday. They want somebody to come along and hand it them. It doesn't happen. So, to go back to what I said at the start, and I can get back on my run, the biggest virus that we've all faced before any of this happened is the self-imposed traps, the self-imposed limitations, the self-imposed belief systems that keep us stuck from being who we want, doing what we want, having what we want, and showing up as our authentic self. Once we begin to uncover and unravel those thought viruses, we begin to get new shifts in our behaviors, and we begin to get new shifts in our results. I've posted on my Insta stories recently over the last few days that I'm going to take 10 people on between September and the rest of this year. People who want to actually change, who want a better end of the year than what it's maybe started. But I don't want people who are looking for the shiny bullet. I don't want people who aren't willing to put the work in. I don't want people who are not willing to be uncomfortable. I want people who are committed. I want people who want the change. I want people who have got the stage that they know that there's more potential and they're just not fulfilling it. If that's you, send me a DM after this live. Have a great day, guys. Speak soon. Bye.